Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, September 19th, 2024. The Department of Environmental Protection is issuing a draft public benefit determination for the expansion of the Juniper Ridge landfill. And if you'd like to weigh in on that, be aware that the deadline for comments from the public is tomorrow, Friday at 5 p.m. The contact person is Karen Knudy at the Bangor office of the Maine DEP. Rebecca Goldfund, the creator of Maine by Foot, an online trail guide, will be talking about her work tonight at an event sponsored by the Great Pond Mountain Conservation Trust at Half Mile Field in the Wildlands. To get there, use the Dawn Fish Trail, which is near the Craig Brook Fish Hatchery. The gates will open at 5, and organizers ask that people please arrive on time and allow time for parking and a walk of just a few hundred yards on a gravel road in order to get to the field. The event is free. Bring your own chairs and beverages, and more information is available at greatpondtrust.org, and they also have a Facebook event page. If a Zoom lecture is more your speed tonight, the Walden Woods Project and Restore the Maine Woods are featuring a presentation from wilderness activist and author Jamie Sayin via Zoom. Sayin is a longtime wilderness activist, founder of the Northern Forest Forum, and board member for Restore the Maine Woods. He'll talk about his most recent books, Children of the Northern Forest, Wild New England's History from Glaciers to Global Warming, that's Yale University Press 2024, and You Had a Job for Life, Story of a Company Town. That's on Brandeis University Press 2023. That's happening tonight on Zoom from 7 to 8 p.m. You do need to register to get the Zoom link, and you can do that at walden.org/events. Tickets are now on sale for Bangor Historical Society's Ghostly Bangor Tours throughout October. The 90-minute tours through downtown Bangor feature tales of unsolved mysteries, murder, and the past residents who may still linger in the Queen City. There are several dates in October available. It's all from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Spaces on the tours are limited, and advanced ticketing is required. You can find more information at bangorhistoricalsociety.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Send me your news and events, and please also put the events on our community calendar at weru.org. If you're headed to the fair this weekend, be sure to make a stop at the WERU table. There'll be staff and volunteers cycling through there all weekend. We'd love to meet you. Have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow.